August 24, under the discipline of God. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Psalm 19:12. We need to study the character of the motives that prompt us to action in the light of the law of God in order that we may be made aware of our deficiencies. But while the human agent may see his sins, he is not to become perplexed, although he finds himself condemned by the precepts of righteousness. He is to see and to realize the sinfulness of sin, to repent, and to have faith in Christ as his personal Savior. It is never safe for us to feel that we are possessed of virtues and that we may congratulate ourselves on our excellences of character and our present state of purity and piety. David often triumphed in God, and yet he dwelt much upon his own unworthiness and sinfulness. His conscience was not asleep or dead. My sin, he cries, is ever before me. Psalm 51:3. As he saw the depths of deceit in his heart, he was deeply disgusted with himself and prayed that God would keep him back by his power from the presumptuous sins and cleanse him from secret faults. It is not safe for us to close our eyes and harden our conscience so that we shall not see or realize our sins. We need to cherish the instruction we have had in regard to the hateful character of sin in order that we may truly confess and forsake our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Are you willing to be cleansed from all unrighteousness? If you are pressing forward and upward, seeking to attain new heights in education and in spiritual things, you will have discernment to understand that which is required of you. You will have the Holy Spirit to help all your infirmities. It is natural for the youth to love amusement, but the natural inclinations must be overcome by putting the soul under discipline to God. Walk not hesitatingly, but firmly in the strength and grace of Jesus Christ.